Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You can only remain at the top of the social media embedded world of hip-hop culture if you've got no skeletons in your closet. Because if you do, then they're bound to come out sooner or later. Some people hide them better than others, going out of their way to eradicate all of the remnants of their younger days or controversial statements from the internet. Meanwhile, other individuals who've amassed a lot of enemies and power think they've reached a point of untouchability where they get complacent. In turn, this allows their true self to spill out in the full view of the public that is just waiting to see them fall. And after spending the better part of a year going from a divisive figure to one of the most widely mocked and despised men in hip-hop, academics has unfortunately made it far too easy for them to tear him down. Because now, he's got them wondering if these predators really do be moving in flocks. And right now, his world is crashing around him. Somewhere in his mansion in New Jersey, the real man behind the persona that dwells in his room streaming to the world, known as Livingston Allen, is having to take on some of the biggest L's of his life. In what felt like just a matter of days, academics has gone from a true titan in the industry to being banned from Twitch. Around the same time, he was unfollowed by Stake, the same gambling company whose ads discreetly appear in most of his posts, in a move that has led many to believe that they have cut ties with him. They aren't the only ones either, as he has allegedly lost a sponsorship from Happy Dad as well. And that's a company that has had its fair share of controversial figures surrounding it. So if they're cutting you loose, you must really be cooked. This all stemmed from comments made which surfaced online. Remarks which he likely never imagined might have brought his empire crumbling down into pieces. While playing Fortnite with a 15-year-old Palestinian refugee named Noor, who lives in Malaysia, academics and a series of other grown men made some deplorable and disturbingly sexualized comments towards the kid.
If Max said he wanted to try f***ing a dude, would you let him f*** you?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Yo, you can have...
Wait. If I can't fuck you, I'm cutting you off.
No, suppose he's like, yo, bro, listen, yo, you always wanted me to be next to you, now I could be inside of you. Pause.
Yo, I'm not gay.
Nah, you suck a dick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, today.
Believe it or not, this wasn't even an isolated incident either. During another stream with Noor and Tory Lanez' former manager, they ramped up the weirdness even further by prying into his personal life.
Yo, Noor, what's your address? I'ma send some strippers over there.
Slow down, yo. I'm 15. I hope you know that, bro.
You're scared of women, bro.
Yo, bro, you're trying to put me on a case. You're trying to put them on a case.
So?
What you mean, so? That's weird.
Trying to look out. You know all the rappers lost their virginity to, like, old women, right?
As the whistle was blown and the content went viral, Noor was praised for the maturity in which he handled the situation, because clearly, he felt like it was weird, and even went on record saying it.
So this is, Ray's Discord. By the way, Ray is Tory Lanez's manager. I know him, a bunch of faves knows him, like, knew him, right? So he invited me to the Discord, and I joined, for maybe a week or so. And then they were playing Fortnite. I asked if I could join. They said, okay. I told them I'm live. They said, okay, that's fine. Blah, 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 blah.
They knew you were live and was still talking like that?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So imagine what happens when nobody's live.
Exactly.
Almost immediately, academics, who has become a figure of ridicule across the world during the Drake and Kendrick beef for his incessant glazing of the boy, got torched, and rightfully so. From the outset, a lot of people insisted that they weren't even shocked that he'd behave as shadily as this. Color me surprised. It's always the ones you most suspect, really taken after his idol. No wonder bro was protecting Drake with every fiber of his soul. But soon, memes and little jibes would be the least of his problems. Rather than hold his hands up and admit that he had been caught in a deeply inappropriate chat with a kid on several occasions, academics lashed out at the streaming community.
Like, I swear to God, and I never swear to God, I never need to be on Kai, Max, Aiden, nobody's stream. I don't need none of nobody who stream. I got my own thing going on. So when I see this shit piss me off. I'm like, bro, I'm over here fucking with these niggas. supporting them. Yo, f*** that. No more Max clips on my page. I'm supporting these niggas, and these niggas is kicking my back in. I get nothing from it. I don't benefit if Max go up. I don't benefit if Aiden. Bro, I'm supporting them because I like these guys. I support them because I'm in the streaming community. I want him to go up.
Insistent that he himself couldn't lose, his secondary X page then tried to bring Plaqueboy Max down instead due to his connection to Noor. But he frankly should have known better than this. Because in culture, there are always shifts in momentum occurring, and as Max has risen up, Academics has gradually come down in esteem. So while addressing the situation, the 5-star and FaZe affiliate let it be known that he didn't need ACK.
They come back today because this nigga burner page, whatever it is, someone running the second page, is taking clips from 3-4 years ago, posting them with captions that aren't true, trying to defame me and try to drag me down with ACK. Do ACK most likely have control over this page? Yes. These are his mods, whoever's running it. Now look, ACK, I saw a clip of you saying, fuck my community. I saw a clip of you saying, fuck me. You don't need to post me. Don't post me. I got here with my niggas without any of your posts. But at the end of the day, if you are coming on stream and you are saying weird shit to a nigga, to a kid I basically view as my little brother, I've known him for like 2 years now. He's gone through a lot. I really care about this kid. I've helped him financially, emotionally, all that. You feel me?
Then, following a whole Max debacle, Noor himself labeled ACK a groomer in a post on X that read, "You are a PDF." He realized he's in the wrong only because he got caught. I don't give a fuck. At this stage, Academics seemed to become mindful of the fact that he was backed into a corner. And with that, he begrudgingly took accountability for once.
A very regretful moment happened where, you know, it derived from a Discord that we're usually like super like buddy and probably like some shit that honestly in that court, everything I've ever said in that court got leaked. It would be crazy. Not defending it, but that's kind of the court it was. Definitely a regrettable moment. And we're going to use that as a teachable moment because I don't think I've came this far, built this platform to be that irresponsible, right? And of course, I could throw out any type of excuses. Oh, well, fuck all that. At the end of the day, first of all, I'm probably older than all y'all anyway. Like, you know, nah, I'm good. Like, I don't need the other shit. So I'll just take the responsibility. I should do better and will do better. And I think that's the best way to do it.
But unfortunately for him, the notion that it was a teachable moment wasn't flying. And to many, the damage was already done. As Academics attempted to escape the bed he made for himself, the rest of the music community online activated. And with many seeing Academics as a problem in the culture for years, they didn't hold back in going after him.
What the fuck? I don't even know what to say. This is crazy. And what's even more insane about the footage that you just saw are like the defenses that I have seen of it, or just people generally turning a blind eye, or people honestly just kind of tuning out at this point because Academics in so many scenarios, be it with the Kendrick and Drake stuff, be it with the Megan Thee Stallion Tory Lanez stuff, has proven himself to be such utter trash, and the only people left in his audience are essentially there because he's trash. Him being trash is a feature, not a bug.
But this wasn't some ploy just to dispose of their enemy. The simple fact is that for many people out there, what happened was just indefensible.
You're one of those Kendrick fans who are upset that, you know, I'm sorry, Drake still is giving BTA, belt to ass. I get it, y'all are upset. How do we cancel ACK? I'm still the biggest, pause. You can't cancel what you didn't build.
And again, the excuses, the defenses that I have seen have been just crazy, talking about, oh, you know, he's just like, joking and being silly, it's not serious, so on and so forth. I'm sorry, like, what's the joke here? What's the joke?
To many, this widespread rejection of Academics isn't just deserved. It's been a long time coming.
I was just straight up disgusted with what I saw Academics doing. Even more disgusted after he got caught. Even more disgusted at the lack of accountability. Even more disgusted watching him try to flip this on Plaqueboy Max, who he's really only upset with for saying he didn't like the way that Academics was talking to Noor.
Over time, more and more users waded into the conversations with comments like, "I get annoyed when people label DJ Academics simply as a weirdo. In all actuality, they need to be calling him a pervert, sexual deviant, warped, twisted, distorted, corrupt, depraved predator." What's everybody wearing to the Academics' canceled party? But just like his idol Drizzy Drake, Academics just couldn't take the loss and lay low for a bit to recover. Instead, he has continued to dig a hole for himself, and with each further public statement, things have gone from bad to worse. While nothing good has come from any stream appearance he's made in the past few days, the most widely clowned of his attempted defense mechanisms has been when he suggested that no one was truly outraged by this. Instead, he believes that it was simply a narrative pushed by K-Dot fans.
It's that type of relationship. I'm sorry, it's a man.
What?
I know people trying to make it weird, and this is why I know it ain't even Max's community. It's really like these Kendrick fans and shit like that.
But people weren't accepting this in the slightest, or his attempted apology.
Yeah, don't worry about nobody else. It's you. And the fact that the little boy was telling you, like, what it was and, like, yo, no, I'm not doing that. This is called grooming. I'm only 15. I don't do none of that. And you and your mans kept on going on and on. Like, what are you talking about? Or the last time he's going to do something like that. Like, that's...
Well, let's hope it's the last time.
I mean, we can hope he did
learn. Another major issue Ak faced with this recent misconduct was that it wasn't exactly his first offense. As for a long time now, there have been rumors swirling around not only about his involvement in some cases that might make it to court, but also his behavior towards some younger girls. To start, there was this alleged sexual assault incident at his home in Morganville, New Jersey. According to a lawsuit filed by his former girlfriend, Fauzia Abashe, she claims that on July 16th, 2022, Academics reached out and invited her to his house. Despite not seeing each other for nearly a year, she accepted the invite, not suspecting any ill intentions. When Abashe arrived, however, she was met by two men, identified as John Doe 1 and John Doe 2, whom she did not expect to be there. Abashe claims the two men eventually drugged her drink and piled her with alcohol before assaulting her and R-wording her on Allen's pool deck. Abashe says the drugs impacted her memory and caused her to lose consciousness, according to the suit. She claims she was later woken up around 4 a.m. when Academics also assaulted her. But as expected, Academics denied the allegations, instead shifting the narrative by accusing Fauzia of giving him an STD. He avoided addressing much else, including the photos of her injuries that surfaced following the alleged incident at his home.
Weird, incorrect stuff about me, whether it's, you know, I think she put out like a thing with a bottle, right? Like a pill bottle, which that bottle definitely is real. I'm gonna tell you how that one time, this is how like sick she really had me, like fucked up with shit. Man, I went and got medication thinking I might have chlamydia, nigga, when she was just trolling me trying to find out who I fucked. So I got an anonymous thing like, yo, you got some shit. And I'm like, what? Because this person said, oh yeah, I'm the chick you smashed in Miami. Yo, I just got tested. I had like, I'm like, oh shit. So nigga, I go to the doctor thing and I'm like, yo, just give me the medication. Come to find out when I'm not admitting who I smashed because she's trying to terrorize these girls.
The suit also alleges Academics defamed Abashe by accusing her of voluntarily having an orgy with his friends at his home while maintaining that he never participated at all. Then she broached it head on and insisted that he wouldn't get away with this.
I look crazy right now, but I'm not gonna stand here and let this man continue to lie about me. That's not what happened, Academics. You know that that's not what happened. And for you to pretend that you didn't do anything, that I just went to your house and I'm just some thought, like we didn't know each other for 2 years. You tried to save yourself after your friends assaulted me. Whether or not you got drunk or not, I know that when you woke up, you were on top of me too. You raped me too, and a rape kit was done. You know what? I'm gonna come back with my own story. This what you wanted, and you're about to get it. I've been quiet for way too long.
For a lot of people, this time frame was a real turning point when it came to Academics, including some of his supporters. Taking to TikTok after the latest incident with Noor, Sita Jones reflected at his time in his Discord and what he saw occurring in there, as well as shedding light on the assault.
DJ Academics was giving his paid subscribers access to a secret channel in the Discord that had stolen OF content. Now, this sexual assault that happened on July 16th of 2022 was initially committed by Khalif Hall, better known as Leaf, and a man who is believed to be Leaf's brother. The victim is alleging that she was drugged and assaulted on the concrete by the pool in Academics' home. And then, after the victim was cut up and bruised from being assaulted at the pool, she woke up at 4 a.m. to DJ Academics assaulting her as well.
From there, he went on to discuss that this reckoning is what needs to happen, as well as pointing out an incident where Ak seemed to be making an admission of guilt.
It's time that DJ Academics and his close-knit community of followers are brought down. Him and his friends have been able to leverage his fame and use his Discord to groom young girls for way too long.
Let me tell you this about everybody in the industry. I'm gonna tell y'all all this right now. If Ack ever goes down, y'all all go down with me, because I hold no secrets from nobody.
Of course, that's not all. There is also the small matter of when he was captured on camera assaulting a woman in broad daylight during a trip to a shopping center in Miami, all the while screaming, "I'm the prize." As is always the case, he tried his utmost to defend it, even though his former Everyday Struggle co-host seemed to suggest it hinted at a deep insecurity within him.
This is when I realize there's a lot of low self-esteem niggas out here, or niggas who think they're overachieving. I guess in whatever relationship, if you don't think you oughta got some shit going on, or you're the person that the other person you're with, you know what I mean, should be protecting that relationship because you're someone of that special, that's on you. But
I have a question.
What?
If you're the prize, why you gotta tell her?
Well, now you're going back to that situation, right? No.
Above these incidents, there is also the simple fact that his misogyny has been made all too clear over the years. Just look at his body-shaming tirades against TDE SZA.
Because right now, I can't distinguish the titty from the stomach. You look like you just got a whole motherfucking, like, bulletproof vest on. Your whole shit is flat. You love to eat. You are an eater. It's cool. I like to eat too. But y'all be fat just like me, looking like a linebacker's. Your neck thick as like a 32 pack of Franks, and now y'all acting like y'all bad. You fat as fuck. Let's keep it a bean. You know you've been under the knife mad times. We don't care how much you show that little botch BBL. You need to get back to the doctor one more time.
Or the hateful words directed at Erykah Badu for previously referring to him as Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
I never fuck with Erykah Badu after she came on my show and she was trying to be funny. Bitch, I don't fuck with you after that. Nigga, what's up now? What we finna do? Bitch, you an old asshole just keep getting fucked by all these young niggas. What's poppin'? Bitch came in here waving on top of wands and shit. I'm trying to be nice to you. Now I realize, oh, you was trying to play me like I'm some clown. Bitch, fuck you, nigga. How many rappers done ran through you, nigga? How many young rappers you chase, nigga, trying to fuck them too? I'm not playing with none of y'all. You ran through chick who 45. I'm sorry. Get the fuck one out of here.
The fact of the matter is that there is an alarming pattern at play here. Across the alleged assaults and his flagrant online attacks of women such as Young Miami, which once even led to Saucy Santana to threaten throwing hands with him.
And after I beat you, I'ma fuck you on your ass because you a bitch ass nigga. That's what we do to you. You always fucking pressing a BBL. You sit on your thick ass. I got a BBL bitch and you a BBW. That's what you do. You a big black woman sitting on that motherfucking couch. And you talking with so much aggression and hostility for a nigga that we don't see in public.
There's a general sense that Academics does not like women, or at the very least, has very little respect for them. And in some leaked text messages that have surfaced, this has appeared to reach predatory heights. Because by the looks of these alleged messages, Academics isn't all that worried about the age of consent. Cause in it, you can see messages like this of him asking a girl where she's from, before immediately asking when she turns 18 years old. Or these, where a girl claimed that, "I linked with him in July for the first time. He invited a girl over and he said he wasn't sure if she was 17 or 18. He kept trying to make us drink and take our clothes off in the backyard." And while these texts are damning enough, if real, they are unfortunately supported by statements made by Ack himself, where he made it very clear he never worried about whether a girl was above 18.
Or a 21 and a 17. Just kind of mean one's a minor and one's not a minor. But I will say, listen, I adopted this rule, which I think it was fine. I said, listen, man, as long as a chick got a college ID, she's getting f***ed. I don't care if she's 17. I don't care if she's 17 and a half. I don't care if she just turned 17. She's gonna get this.
Now, he has progressed to even causing online uproar against younger women, as he did in his pursuit of bringing down Max. Kalmu, the girl Academics is repeatedly calling an OF model in an attempt to defame Max, is getting harassed when she is 16 right now and 14 in the clips. As Ack's world around him seems to be falling down, it's unsurprising that enemies such as Freddie Gibbs and Meek Mill are relishing in the moment, with Gibbs calling Academics a bitch on X, and Meek stating, "If you're a parent, go get your kid's phone and block this man. He's grooming children with a very large platform that kids like." Also attempts to ruin black families and black success daily. villain in the village. And as the narrative has spiraled out of his control, Academics is learning that he doesn't have an equivalent of what he does for Drake, who will try and shoot him bail no matter what happens. Because for most people, this situation has confirmed what they had already seen in terms of his behavior.
As I feel like the way he operates in the music industry these days is just him doing anything that he can to basically align himself with whoever is the most powerful, the most influential, just generally building his profile by currying the favor of others. Which is how, if you remember, he ended up getting so tied up in this recent Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef, because he's essentially reduced himself to being Drake's mouthpiece at this point. Literally anything, any news, any narrative Drake needs to get out there into the wider world usually comes by way of Academics these days.
While to others, it's indicative of a larger problem in terms of the pressure placed on young men.
I know stuff like this has happened before, because this is an experience that I've had, that I know a lot of young men have had around older men. And I'm sure if some of y'all saying that thought about it, you'd have your own experiences just like this, because this is sadly something that happens a lot to young boys. We're gonna get away from Academics for a second. If you have a prepubescent, pubescent boy in your life, I guarantee they are being exposed to some type of behavior similar to this right now. In fact, it's probably already happened on multiple occasions by the time they're the same age as Noir is. In fact, right now, if you think about it, you probably know exactly what man or woman that is in your social circle that is completely capable of acting like this around a little boy. There's research that shows that 50% of kids are exposed to pornography before they're 13 years old, and this is boys and girls, by the way.
And with his past of mistreatment towards women, he argues that this is just an extension of a warped part of male culture where everyone needs to be complicit.
So what they wanted was for this boy to have a visceral negative reaction to the idea of having sex with men. They wanted him to engage in homophobia with them. They didn't really want him to have sex with grown women or see a bunch of strippers. What they wanted to do was see if he was willing to engage in activity for their approval. Understand, a certain type of dude doesn't really even like women that much. They just want women to gain the approval of men around them. Certain type of dudes like Academics and the people he admires and hangs out with. And remember, these are elders to Noir. These are his peers whom he needs support of to further his career as a streamer. A connection to Academics, as toxic as that is, and these other men would mean the world to this boy. And they know this. But them homeboys need support, them predators move in flocks. People like Academics can't allow just any guy around them that doesn't have the same standards of behavior that he does. Dudes that are okay with violence and abuse and assault toward women can't have stand-up dudes around them holding them accountable. They don't want that. Patriarchy doesn't want that.
While FD sees his comments as clear evidence of a problem that runs through culture and society, the arguments of his few defenders is that they are just jokes. This includes people like FaZe Lacy.
I don't think Academics is a pedophile. I don't.
What if I press play? That is the pause button. What that nigga say? Hey, Academics, you trying to strike a chord and...
Chad, I think that word is thrown around way too loosely.
And Zayas and B. Lou.
That'd be the funny thing about the internet, though, because, like, bro, be 100. Y'all not gonna act like y'all don't have conversations between y'all friend group or even with y'all little brother or y'all cousin that might be inappropriate, but it's, like, within the dynamic of y'all friendship. Yeah, it's, like, yeah, it's nothing weird about it, but, like, if it came out on the internet, niggas might have something to say about it, if that makes sense.
But they're not necessarily wrong in that these things happen. The issue is that the age and power dynamics are so askew that it really just can't be justified. And as Ak is quickly learning, that's not something you can just undo. Since his initial outbursts over the situation, Ak has been trying to act like nothing out of the ordinary is happening. On top of his pages being as active as ever, he's insisted he's embraced his villain arc.
And he ever mentions my name or ever talks to me again, and he supposedly had a problem, he's straight. I want to say this to anybody out there. Every nigga got my number. We could talk. I don't respect nobody who run to a stream or to no other weird shit. When you got my number, especially we live in a clip culture who gonna try to take niggas out of context. And also we got the K-Bots and all these other people who have an agenda to try to make people look weird. I just want to put that on record, because after this, I'm gonna get disrespectful. So whatever niggas thought or whatever niggas think, message to... Nah, let me just check.
But at this point, he's earned so much backlash from certain corners of the internet that convincing anyone outside of his loyal fan base seems like a lost cause.
For the people who don't like me, I can't just offer myself. There's nothing I could give you to make you like me, right? I could say sorry a million times. You're never gonna be like, oh, you know what? I ain't gonna lie. All right, man, you fucked up, but like, bro, I could see you'll never like me. Like, bro, you want to see me die, and unless I just sit here and just die on stream, you'll never be happy. So it's no need for me to keep going more and more and try to appease you. There's nothing I could do. Like, you hate me because maybe Meg's your favorite artist and I clowned Meg, or I fucking clowned, I don't know who the hell, Carisha, or I fucking clowned Lil Baby, or I don't know who you, like, whatever reason you might hate me, I can't do nothing to make you like me.
Despite how grim it looks, certain commentators feel that we can't escape him. After all, from the war in Chirac through to getting kicked off Everyday Struggle for dissing Chrissy Teigen, there's been no controversy that could slow his role.
He keeps surviving this shit because the system requires and expects and rewards his behavior. We've seen this dude hit women. We've seen this dude disrespect so many people. We've heard this dude's assault case. He defended abusers and weirdos on stream for years. I again want to remind y'all that Akademiks became famous for doing some of the worst sellout anti-black the internet has ever seen. Trap Lore Ross has nothing on Akademiks. Dude been a weirdo.
Simply put, Akademiks is nothing if not a survivor. Many of the controversies he's endured would have destroyed someone less resilient. Even with companies severing ties and pulling deals, Akademiks' survival ultimately depends on one thing: his audience. But if there's anything that could truly drive them away, it's the storm he's facing now. Who knows, a year from now, this might just end up as another one of his many missteps that people bring up when the next drama unfolds. Or maybe, just maybe, this could be the one that finally takes him down for good. As always, I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.